This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Happy Friday, friends, and welcome to Billboard's first stream live. I'm Fernando Ventura.
And I'm Chelsea Briggs, and it is time to come together virtually for our weekly listening party.
We're going to take you through some of the biggest new releases out there, including Dua Lipa's album, which she dropped 1 week early.
So pumped for that. We also are going to hear from 5 Seconds of Summer, Rosalia, and Jessie Reyes. Plus, we've got a new Pearl Jam album. I mean, that's pretty rad.
Party Next Door's album is finally here with a very special feature.
Is it real, Fernando? Like, is it actually happening? Because I feel like I'm dreaming, slash I also feel like I've manifested this moment.
What
Rihanna,
is it?
Rihanna, believe it.
Let's make me believe it.
Now, that was just a little taste of what's to come. But before we get into all of that, artists continue to show love to their fans by reaching out online. While we're all self-isolating during the coronavirus pandemic, Sam Smith jumped on social media to share a message we all need right now in the form of a beautiful a cappella cover of Jackie DeShannon's classic song, What the World Needs Now is Love.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
We also got a brand new uplifting anthem from a true power team. Listen to this lineup: Bono, will.i.am, Jennifer Hudson, and Yoshiki. Here they are performing Sing for Life.
Billboard's Live at Home concert series is rolling on, and Hunter Hayes was one of this week's performers. He's also started his own In the Lab series, 15-minute episodes where the country singer builds his songs from scratch, which is pretty cool, right? You get to see where it all begins. As he puts it, it's like taking my studio on the road.
Baby, what I mean is the way I see it. I'm one heartbreak closer to you.
And my girl Lauren Yuregi gave us a live at home show as well this week. She performed Lento for the first time. That's the track she dropped last week, which of course we covered on First Stream Live. Plus, Lauren debuted a brand new song called 50 Feet. It's sultry, it'll get your hips swaying, and she says it's coming soon.
I need more than 50 feet out of sight of mine. I need you more than 50 feet away.
Head to billboard.com for upcoming artists on our Live at Home series and ongoing updates on the best artists' live streams going down. Meanwhile, Kelsea Ballerini is someone who really won't let social distancing stop her from connecting with fans. We talked about her third studio album, Kelsea, on last week's show. 2 days after that dropped, she actually sent out some drones to surprise a few of her biggest fans with a special pizza delivery. How cool is that?
Yeah, that's awesome. How do I get that treatment? Bring some drones over to this place.
After that, she delivered something special to the rest of us, an acoustic version of Love Me Like a Girl from the new album. Take a listen.
I wish you could love me like a girl, 'cause my friends, they don't hurt me, baby, not like you. So I wish you could know me, baby, like they do.
We also have updates on two other albums we covered last episode. A week after giving fans a sneak preview at DonaldGloverPresents.com, Childish Gambino finally released his new LP to streaming services last weekend. We now know that it's called 3:15:20. And of course, it features the previously released Algorithm and Time, his latest collab with Ariana Grande. The rest of 3:15:20's 12 tracks aren't named, but are instead marked with a timestamp. So let's jump to 12:38 right now for another guest appearance. This one features 21 Savage.
Got a girl in Harvard, I talk proper when I call her 20. Baby, I'm a baller, ain't no way that I can roll you. She don't want no new friends, she just trying to buy her new Benz.
I've been counting M's, me and Ben Franklin down the Ken.
We also have to check in on The Weeknd, because just a few short days after delivering his long-awaited After Hours, he hit us with a deluxe edition. So we got 5 new tracks, including production remixes of Blinding Lights, Save Your Tears, and After Hours, along with The Weeknd's Saturday Night Live rendition of Scared to Live. But the big attraction? That would be Lil Uzi Vert, who's featured on the Vaporwave remix of Heartless. Take a listen.
She got me confused, I swear she got me mixed up. I don't need you, girl, so I don't care if I slip up. Yes, I swear I'm heartless, more life on my wrist up. She robbed me for my love, I feel like this a stick up.
All right, now it's time to get into some huge new albums that arrived this week. And let's start by hearing what Dua Lipa said when she told her fans about Future Nostalgia moving up by 1 week.
I am really happy it's coming out. And I'm really excited for you all to hear it. And, you know, I hope it brings you some happiness. And I hope it makes you smile. And I hope it makes you dance. And I hope I make you proud.
Fernando, we all know a big reason why she's moving the album up was because it actually leaked last weekend.
Yes,
and
it did.
In that same Instagram live video, Dua starts it off in tears. She's crying, and she doesn't specifically mention the leak, but fans know that, you know, obviously it wasn't in her timing. So we feel for her, but Dua definitely made the right decision to release it early, and we are all ready to smile and dance with her sophomore studio set, which was introduced by the lead single. We all know it. We all love it. Don't Start Now, which currently sits at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100. Here's a little of Don't Start Now, along with commentary about the track that Dua provided Thursday on a YouTube live stream.
Don't show up. Don't come out. Don't start caring about me now.
So that was Don't Start Now, which has kind of become a coronavirus meme a little bit. It's definitely grown with the times, this song.
In advance of the project's release, we also got the funky title track, as well as the 80s-inspired Let's Get Physical. Here's some of Dua's live stream comments on that one.
Physical is a fun one. I made that with my friends, Sarah, Coffee, and Jason. And it really just is us in a nutshell. Like, when all our energies come together, we just go bonkers.
Earlier this week, Dua delivered the 4th single, along with a music video, just 2 days before we got the whole set. The track samples the 1987 INXS hit, and probably like one of the greatest bands of the 80s too, Need You Tonight, and it's called Break My Heart. Take a listen.
I would have stayed at home, cause I was doing better alone, but when you said hello, I knew there was the end of it all. I should have stayed.
In advance of the record's release, Dua spoke to Billboard's Tetris Kelly about the overall theme of Future Nostalgia. Here's what she had to say.
It's got a theme going through it. It's more disco orientated, 80s inspired. It's fun. It's honest lyrics, but not taking myself too seriously. I just want people, when they hear it, just to want to dance and just to have fun. Yeah, I feel like I try to move the kind of idea of the pressures that people have with like second records, because I can totally understand that.
Of course.
And it is scary, I guess, when you're putting out
new music.
But I think when you kind of just make music that you're really proud of, I guess you can you don't disappoint yourself, at least.
Tried to call a million times and no one won't stop.
We are listening to Party Next Door's Split Decision. But fans have been waiting for another decision for a while now. After promising new music in January, he assured fans that his album, previously titled Club Atlantis, but changed to Party Mobile, would arrive in February, though he did drop the single we just heard. Last month came and went without the new project. But now, as we near the end of March, we finally have the LP, and saying it was worth the wait is an understatement. Among the tracks on the new set, the Loyal collab with Drake and the Loyal remix, where Bad Bunny jumps in.
But we also got a huge and very pleasant surprise. Rihanna is back with her first new music in 3 years. Now, it's not her hotly anticipated 9th album, no, not yet, but she is teaming up with Party Next Door for a song called, appropriately enough, Believe It. Now, some fans online were disappointed that she's only singing the chorus and providing backup vocals, but you know what? I have to say, for me, any Rihanna is a huge deal. Let's take a listen right now. Here's Believe It.
Let's make me believe it. Let's make me believe it. Believe you won't deceive me.
Next up, the 5 Seconds of Summer guys have been rolling out singles for their upcoming fourth studio album, Calm, since last May. They shared their last advanced single on Wednesday, just before the album hit on Friday. It's called Wildflower, and we're listening to it right now. I'm so into this song.
Let's listen now to another special treat the guys delivered this week. It's a live from quarantine acoustic take on a track from Calm. Here's Best Years. Zane Lowe spoke to the band last month for Apple Music, and they explained where the album title Calm came from.
C-A-L-M.
In capital letters. What is the relevance of that?
Callum, Ashton, Luke, and Michael.
And so stupid.
Yeah,
like,
man.
It's right in front of your face. Oh, my God.
It's something our fans have abbreviated our names to for years and years.
Yeah.
And,
it makes a lot of sense that it being the fourth record as well.
Yeah.
You know, there's like four of us, and it's like kind of the pinnacle of everything that we've tried to accomplish so far.
Talk about waiting a long time for an album. Legendary rock band Pearl Jam's last studio set was back in 2013. It was called Lightning Bolt. But the guys are back right now with Gigaton, which arrived on Friday. We just heard the most recent single, Quick Escape. And of course, the band released a couple other songs in advance, Dance of the Clairvoyants, and this one, Super Blood Wolf Moon.
Now, the guys also shared snippets of other tracks all week leading up to the project's release. Now that we have the whole thing, let's listen to one of the songs. Here's Pearl Jam with Buckle Up.
Buckle Up.
We are listening to the remix of Body Count featuring Normani and Kehlani from Jessi Reyes's second EP, Being Human in Public. Now, that collection earned Jessi her first Grammy nomination at this year's awards for Best Urban Contemporary Album. But when she was nominated for Grammy, she hadn't even released a full-length LP. That is, of course, until now. We're very excited.
That's right. This week, Jessi delivered her highly anticipated album, Before Love Came to Kill Us. I might put that up for title of the year, which includes a few songs we already know well, including Imported, featuring Black, and this one, Love in the Dark.
And when the stars are falling down, there's love in the dark.
As she explained to Billboard's Lindsay Havens, Jessi started feeling the pressure about her full-length debut in the last couple months. According to the singer, quote, "Someone is going to have to put me in handcuffs real soon if they don't want me to keep switching shit up," unquote.
I love her.
Check out Billboard.com for the full story, but here's something we can tell you right now. The album is here, it's awesome, and it features frickin' Eminem on this track, Coffin.
You hop in the elevator, then you say the coffin, they better make it for two. Cause if you jump, I'm jumping with you. And neither one of us have nothing to lose but each other, we're just a couple of fools.
So make me wanna jump off the roof, cause I love you to death, just like a fool.
Now, as I mentioned before, Jessi was nominated for a Grammy this year, and she actually jumped off the red carpet for a few minutes to join us in studio for Billboard's pre-Grammy live stream. It was so fun. My co-host and artist in his own right, of course, Bryce Vine, joined me in talking with Jessi about her album, and here's what she had to say.
It's called Before Love Came to Kill Us.
Okay.
And it's blood, sweat, and tears. It's stories, it's truth, it's life and death and God and mortality all in one, and I hope people vibe with it. It's kind of like, it's a graphic analogy, but it's kind of like if you've been holding in a piss like for like 3 years and you're just like, I gotta go to the bathroom because I've been working on it for so long and it's not March 27th yet, yeah. So I still feel that way. Like, I don't feel like, okay, great, it's done, even though it's done and we're just, like, polishing it up. No, until it's out, that's when I think I'll be able to take it in.
Awesome.
Away with words, such a song.
I love it.
Oh, thank you. I hope you enjoyed the graphic design.
And while I was there, you know me, Fernando, I had to get the scoop. And mm-hmm. I know that Jessie is good friends with Billie Eilish, who's one of my other favorite people. So I had to ask her about it. Listen to what she had to say, or well, really not say, at the very end of the interview.
Okay, do you know what we need, though, is a Jessie Reyes-Billie Eilish collab in 2020. That'd Can we make sweet. That happen? Huh? Is there conversations of that? Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I feel like she's saying something without saying something.
Okay, bye.
2020, that collab, you literally just made a lot of people's lives. So thank you so much.
Moving on now to an artist who was nominated for Best New Artist at the Grammys this year, Rosalía, surprising us Tuesday by releasing a heartbreaking ballad called Dolerme.
Got a bit of a theme here because Rosalía is another Billie Eilish pal, and she told me recently that, like Jessie Reyes, she has a Billie collab to look forward to in the future.
Oh my God, Billie, please, let's finish that song. I love Billie. She knows it, and I wish that we had more time to be in the studio and hang so much in the studio.
But you need it.
But
need
you
it.
Did start with us. You did start a song.
You need it.
You did.
You too.
You did start a song.
Yeah, we started.
Okay.
We started something. We got to finish it.
Okay. Honestly, though, now that you said that, it's like we're going to be waiting for a Billie-Rosalía collab. It has to happen.
Let's see. God.
All right, this is a big one and very unexpected. Now, it's not every day Bob Dylan shares an unreleased song, but today's the day. The legendary artist dropped Murder Most Foul, a powerful retelling of JFK's last moments on Earth, his assassination, and the complicated world of the early 1960s. The runtime is just under 17 minutes, so he sure isn't going for radio play. Here's what Dylan had to say when he shared the track. Greetings to my fans and followers. With gratitude for all your support and loyalty over the years, this is an unreleased song we recorded a while back that you might find interesting. Stay safe, stay observant, and may God be with you. Here it is, Bob Dylan's Murder Most Foul.
Ride the pink horse down that long, lonesome road. Stand there and wait for us to explode. Lay mystery train for Mr. Mystery. The man who fell down dead like a rootless tree.
We are listening to With Faith from one of two surprise Nine Inch Nails albums that we got this week. They're called Ghosts 5 Together and Ghosts 6 Locusts. Mm. So both were available to download for free on NIN.com. Mm-hmm. That was on Thursday before becoming available on streaming services last night.
Frontman Trent Reznor and his musical collaborator Atticus Ross explained online that the global health crisis helped them appreciate the power and need for connection. And so they decided to burn the midnight oil to finish the new records and added, music has always had a way of making us feel a little less alone in the world, and hopefully it does for you too. Remember, everyone is in this thing together, and this too shall pass. While the music goes to some dark places for sure, Fernando, in Ghost 6, Ghost 5 actually allows hope to break through. Here's another track from Ghost 5, Letting Go While Holding On. Now, at this moment in time, especially while we're social distancing, I think all of us could honestly just use a hug right now. That's all I really want. That's all I need. And our next artists are ready to give it to us in musical form.
And this too shall pass, this too shall pass. It won't always be the same.
Get this, Major Lazer, a.k.a. Diplo, Walshy Fire, and Ape Drums, they've teamed up for the first time with Marcus Mumford of Mumford & Sons for a new track, and I love this collaboration. It's called Lay Your Head on Me.
Lay your head on me. Lay your head on me. Don't be afraid.
And meanwhile, Major Lazer has an album on the way. This is great. Bring it on. Give us more. And you can hear Major Lazer style tunes weekly on Diplo's A Very Lazer Sunday live streams, which are broadcasting from his living room every Sunday during the quarantine. Now, before we all went into lockdown, Diplo was on the cover of Billboard, and he spoke to our own Katie Bain about what led him to create Major Lazer in the first place.
I used to be in the rat race here in LA. Like, I worked with anybody who I could. Mm-hmm. It was like 15 years ago when I first started coming here. 12 years ago, like, Bruno Mars was my first collaborator I worked with. I remember just being in that rat race. Like, I would do a session with him. It's over. I'd do another session. I would fit it in. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know what I was doing, what I was writing for. Mm-hmm. Didn't have the chemistry with some of these artists to really make things happen. I wasn't a confident producer to be like, this is how it's going to be. Mm-hmm. That's probably the school of production. You'd like learn that from being in LA and just doing that and then grinding. And I was like, you know what? My own projects, they're not going to be number one records, but if I spend my energy on like Major Lazer and make that my record, I'm going to own the record. Mm-hmm. I'm going to control the way it's given to people, the way it looks, the way it sounds. And that was more important to me as an artist. So I was like, I could just be the project instead of like working day to day trying to figure out how to make number one hits. And I flirt with it sometimes. Like, I'll work on records and give them to Beyonce or like whoever I'll produce records for randomly because it makes sense. It's not for my project or Tiger, whoever it is, or a pop act, you know, like Jesse Reyes. But I found more value in making my own projects.
We are listening to Kygo's remix of Whitney Houston's Higher Love. That hit number one on the Dance Club Songs chart in August. And besides that track, the producer has been releasing singles with everyone from Imagine Dragons to the Chainsmokers. But it's been 3 years since we got a complete Kygo project. The last one was his 2017 sophomore album, Kids in Love. On Tuesday, though, Kygo announced that he's finished his third LP, Golden Hour. And even better, we got the first single from the project. He posted this on social media. I hope you're all doing well and staying positive in these tough times. The good thing about being home all day is that I've had a lot of time to work on new music. Thank you for finding a silver lining, Kygo. We're glad you've been making good use of your time at home. And thanks for the first single from the new album. The track features Zara Larsson and Tyga, and it's called Like It Is. Let's take a listen. I'm just telling it like it is. Let's talk producer Murda Beats, who showed some love to social distancing music creators this week when he shared his quarantine drum kit through the Splice Music production platform. So if you're working on some new songs right now, grab his percussion samples to help you out. I mean, he's making it available to all the aspiring musicians out there. You should check this thing out.
Definitely. But the producer, though, also served up his own completed track this week for us to enjoy. It's called Banana Split. Yum, that actually sounds really good right now.
Oh, I could totally go for a banana split. Anyway.
And it features Melly and Lil Durk. So let's take a listen.
Murder on a beat is a homicide. Murder on a beat ain't no suicide.
I'ma keep speaking the fact. Be trying to compete with the net. Scratch on my arm when I pop me a set. Murder on the beat, don't get murdered for that.
Now, Billboard actually spoke to Murda Beats for a story going up today on Billboard.com, so you better check it out. But here's what he had to say about how Banana Split came together.
The Banana Split record, me and Melly made that record in a session where we made like 5 records.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like the end of 2018. I was waiting to see what records out of that session that he was going to use for his album. He ended up using one. It was called Nobody's Around.
Mm-hmm.
There was actually a couple other ones in that session too that were fire. But this was like a standout record. Like, he didn't really pick it. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to use this. And then I just thought it would be dope to get Durk on it too, because Durk's a voice of the streets, you know?
Yeah.
Me and Durk's working relationship go way back. So I just thought that that'd be a dope look to get him on the record. And he was down and killed it, sent it back next day. And I'm just really excited to start dropping music this year. I'm really excited for the fans to hear this one.
And finally, Florida Georgia Line, their 5th studio album, is on the way, due out later this year. And last night at midnight, we actually got our first taste of new music. Band members Tyler Hubbard and Brian Kelly are setting the tone for what's to come, fusing a hard-edged southern rock stomp with a rolling banjo and 808 beats. Okay.
It's a tribute to the Anything Goes lifestyle that their fans love.
Uh-huh.
And it's called I Love My Country.
I love my country. I love my country. String and fiddles and ski from Kentucky. We keep it funky, we like how it sounds. Monday to Sunday, yeah, I love my country.
Well, Well, Chelsea, that was a lot to cover this week.
I mean, all I have to say is Rihanna and Dua Lipa on repeat. Girl power all weekend long. I can't freaking wait.
And thank all of you, as always, for tuning us in, finding our podcast, sharing our podcast with your friends and your family. We do appreciate it. Wash your hands. Stay indoors. Stay safe. We will be back to enjoy some more new music with you next week.
That's right. Sending everyone a virtual hug right now. I'm Chelsea Briggs.
I'm Fernando Ventura. We'll see you next week on First Stream Live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.